In about 20 minutes of praying with me, they had never even really met me or know who I am. They showed me my future, and I want to reveal it to you and share it with you, this incredible experience that I had in Ireland. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. So first, I want to kind of get into telling the story of how I got there. So when I was going to Ireland, initially it wasn't clear if I was going to go by myself or go with my wife. So we bought our tickets separately. Now at the very end of the trip, I did not check in the night before because in all the different travels that I've had, I've never really had any issues. So this was the one time that I thought, you know what, let's just show up to the airport. It's a small airport in Belfast. We're not going to have any issues. Of course, you could see where this is going. I was wrong. We got there and we got to the front desk and they told us that the flight was overbooked and the only person that had a ticket assigned was my wife and not me. It was sort of this moment of distress. We didn't know what to do. In my heart, I was thinking God must want me to stay here. So my wife went on to the US and I stayed an extra night. Meanwhile, I was thinking, what am I going to do? Why am I here? Well, this couple by the name of Patrick and Joy Campbell, you can look them up on Facebook and you can learn about their ministry. Now, I had seen them kind of in the middle of the time that we were there. We were at this person's house, Thomas Gallagher. I saw them there, but since they're American and I was there in Ireland and I'm like, I wanted to talk to Irish people. I can talk to Americans all day long in the US. I didn't really get to know them, even though my wife wanted to get to know them. Little did I know that she was right. God wanted me to speak with them, but I didn't get to until towards the end of the trip. So they were there giving deliverance conferences. One of their sons was fully possessed. And in that whole process of deliverance, they learned about the deliverance process and God brought them to this ministry that they were doing. So that Monday that I spent the night was the second night of their deliverance conference. So we got there halfway through. And first of all, let me just share with you some of the things that I was learning that I think you may want to know. First, they were talking about the fact that you really want to be aware of that the devil wants entry points into your life. So for instance, things that were news to me. Now, I always knew that it's not good to have Hindu statues or Buddhist statues or things like that in your home. You don't want these at all. But not only that, you don't even want to eat in a restaurant where these statues are at, because by entering the restaurant, you're essentially coming into agreement. And in where I live in Houston, there's a lot of Chinese restaurants with Buddha statues. And now I know to never go into these restaurants again and to renounce any times that I ever did and to bring that to confession. They also talked about these simple things that that if we ever watch movies where they're using God's name in vain or other things like that, to turn them off completely. And this is something that in the past I haven't done. I thought, well, I'm just going to kind of skip forward on that. They also talked about how certain musicians are in agreement with the devil. One, Taylor Swift. Now, I had heard rumors. I didn't know that it was actually true. They confirmed that it was actually true. And I thought, wow, all these times that I've heard a Taylor Swift song, I'm possibly opening the door to the enemy. And so now realizing that I don't want anything to do with that. And for some of you, this may be something that's the first time that you heard this. Also, things from the past that I had never considered. They talked about little simple things, like the magic eight ball or a coin toss to determine your decisions, because we should be going to the Lord to determine our decisions. Now, this isn't something that I've done recently, but I had done way in the past. Other things that I had to consider was in different trips where I went to Thailand, India, or Nepal. I didn't remember, but it may have been the case that we as tourists went to some of these Buddhist temples and we should not have done that at the time. I probably wasn't aware of it, but now I need to be aware of it to renounce it, because we want to close every single door in our life. Another thing that I learned is that it's important for us to bless our cell phones, to have our cell phones blessed, because they are portals and we need to make sure they're portals for good. So for those of you that possibly are struggling with pornography, have your cell phone blessed and then do not go to these sites, because you're essentially giving that portal to Satan. And that's why it's difficult for you to stop. Obviously, things like Harry Potter and Harry Potter movies are things that we can't watch at all. Another thing that I was not aware of is that burying the St. Joseph statue upside down is actually a witch's spell and demonic, and we should not do this. Now, I know that you shouldn't do this, but I didn't realize just how evil it was. So if that's something that you've ever done, please go to confession and renounce anything that came to you because of that. I also sort of was clarified on familial spirits, sins that we struggle with in us and in our parents and in our family. It could be a familial spirit that's making it more difficult for you to get rid of it, and you need to renounce it as such, lust, anger, etc. Now, these are just some of the things that they were talking about in the deliverance conference. At the end of the conference, they asked me if I wanted them to pray with me prophetically. Now, they have this gift that when they pray over you, the Lord shows them different images. If you've ever gone to different inner healing conferences like this, you know that this is pretty common. Now, throughout my faith life, I've had a lot of different people pray, and some of the images that they've been given are very beautiful. They feel very relevant, but this was probably one of the most extraordinary prayer experiences that I've had. And as they were describing to me, and I was seeing sort of the future that God was laying out to me, it made complete sense. It resonated. It felt absolutely true. And they don't even know me, so there's no way that they could have known some of these things. So now I'm going to go through some of them. So first they were talking about these images of me speaking to large crowds. I love giving talks, so this completely resonates. They were talking about me giving talks to crowds too large to count. Talking about my spiritual life being like a jet going up so fast. And something about that just resonated. It felt like it was something that God was offering to me, that I had a choice to accept this grace. So not something that was guaranteed to happen, but something that if I accept, it could happen. And that resonated as true. They spoke about an airport runway, God blessing these future travels throughout the world that I'll be having. And all of this I'm seeing manifest in my life right now. And it seems logically that it's going to continue into the future. They spoke about a white cross on the runway, talking about the necessity for me to have purity of intention in everything that I do. And that resonates because in a lot of my things that I do, I always have to struggle to ask, why am I doing this? Am I doing this for glory of God or glory of me? And so for me to grow in purity of intention. And then something that he was hesitating to share, Patrick, an image of a hand coming out of a grave. He thought it was a demonic image. I knew that he was talking about the souls in purgatory. And as he checked in with the Lord showing him that this is in reference to purgatory, a very important part of my ministry, and souls pleading from the grave, which to me specifically speaking of the importance of praying at cemeteries, that must increase in my life. Of course, obviously, you know me, this completely resonates in me. And then they were given images and words about suffering coming into my life, helping me grow in repentance and purification, anguish and pain of things of the past. And that's just a lot of things that I've gone through that I still have to work through. Really a battle in my mind. And a lot of times that's something that I very much experience. I can't always give you all the details about that, but it completely resonated with me. Then they were speaking, they gave me two scriptures talking about how the Lord both wants to provide for me, but that I'm also going to be a shepherd of souls. And really the channel is something that's what it is. So I have to take it very seriously in guiding people to the Lord and always checking in with the Lord. They spoke about St. John Paul II being very close to me. That was the only saint that they mentioned. He's someone that before I very much loved, but currently he's someone that I really haven't paid much attention to. So that resonated with me a lot. They spoke about my hands being very powerful, that God wants to use them more mightily than ever. And for me, the sense was that I need to pray with people for healing more, that I need to do this more. And a lot of times I doubt that God can use me in this way. They spoke about the enemy trembling in my presence. Now, this was a very relevant comment that they made because over that weekend, one of my close friends, Anthony there, was talking about how the enemy wants us first to convince us to be afraid of him, that that's his first trap because it's really the demons that are afraid of us. So in order for them to gain power over us, they first have to instill in us fear, something that the enemy has done in my life since I was a child. So conquering fear in me is very important, and that I must be convinced and know that it is the enemy that trembles at me and not vice versa. Then Sometimes because of issues of my past, I'll feel this sense of that I'm not in the house of God, or that God has somehow rejected me. So they were given this image of a doghouse, essentially saying, I'm not in God's doghouse, I'm in his house. And this was extremely consoling. And then the final image that they were giving was this image of this beautiful white cross. Now, and them mentioning all these different things as I'm speaking them to you right now, it may not resonate and make sense to you. But as I was hearing all these different images, the feeling that I got was amazing. This beautiful future filled with hope, doing ministry to many thousands of people, praying for others for healing, being led kind of by that spirit of St. John Paul II, traveling everywhere with purity of intention, defeating the enemy in all these different places. All of this incredibly resonated in my heart. It filled me with so much love. I felt so loved by the Lord as they were praying. And I want to share this with you because all these things talk about the awesome future that God has in store for me, but God also has an awesome future in store for you. Not just for me, but for you. And it's not just this great thing that God wants to do for me. God wants to do great things in you. And many of you don't believe that. Many of you think you're just ordinary small people, but God uses ordinary small people all the time to do amazing things. I'm small and I'm ordinary. I'm not greater than you. God wants to do amazing things in your life. Now, I may not be able to pray over you and get all these images for you, but you should look them up. Patrick and Joy Campbell, they may get angry at me because now they're going to have all these people who want them to pray with them. But you need to find them because the gift that they had was amazing. I've been prayed over by a lot of people and never was it so awesome as this. This was truly something else. There was something else there that was amazing, and they were really approachable. They were funny. They were interesting to listen to in their talks. Really humble people. They did not give you the sense that they were better than you at all. It was really, it was just so beautiful. Look them up. Patrick and Joy Campbell. They have a ministry and teaching about deliverance. There was so much that I learned in that hour and a half that I heard. And they have this incredible gift to speak prophetically over you of the things that God wants to do in your life. I hope this helped you. I hope this inspired you to know the amazing things that God wants to do in our life. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.